This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that when the feeling arises of working for the nation and contributing something new, it becomes a source of immense motivation. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the team of India's first bullet train project after a review of the project in Surat. He drew a parallel with India's space journey, recalling how the scientists who launched the country's first satellite must have felt and how today hundreds of satellites are being launched. The Prime Minister inquired about the progress of the project, including adherence to speed and timetable targets. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav was also present during the visit. Political activity in Bihar has gathered momentum amid the ongoing efforts to form a new NDA-led government. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly polls, winning 202 seats in the 243-member house. Several senior NDA leaders met Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence today and held discussions on forming the next government. Meetings of the legislature parties of the NDA's constituent parties are also scheduled for today. Senior leader Praful Kumar Majhi has been elected as the legislature party leader of the Hindustani Awam Morcha secular today. The process of electing the legislature party leaders of the Rashtriya Lok Morcha will also be held today. The JDU has called all its 85 newly elected MLAs to Patna for a legislature party meeting likely to be held today. The BJP legislature party meeting is expected to be held tomorrow. Once all constituent parties of the NDA elect their legislature party leaders, a joint meeting of all 202 newly elected NDA MLAs will be convened to choose the new leader of the NDA legislature party. Following this, the alliance will submit its claim to form the government along with letters of support from the MLAs to the governor. The National Press Day is being observed in the country today. The day reaffirms the vital role of a free, responsible and ethical press in strengthening the nation's democracy. The day marks the establishment of the Press Council of India, which began its work on this day in 1966 as an independent moral watchdog of the media. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan attended the National Press Day celebrations in New Delhi today. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnav said that press has a very important role to play in our democracy. He also congratulated all the media fraternity on the occasion.
On National Press Day, I extend my heartfelt greetings and congratulations to everyone working in the field of press and media. The role of the press in our democracy is extremely important. That is why on this National Press Day, a lecture was organized on how to counter misinformation and to strengthen the credibility of the press.
In Chhattisgarh, three Maoists, including two female rebels, were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. They were carrying a total reward of 15 lakh rupees. Security personnel have also seized arms and explosives from the site. Pakistan has detained over 100,000 Afghans between January 1st and mid-November 2025, according to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR. Most arrests were made in Chagai and Quetta districts of Balochistan and Attock districts of Punjab. The rise in detention of Afghan migrants comes after two government orders in 2025, which directed the removal of Afghan migrants from Islamabad and Rawalpindi and allowed police to arrest POR card holders. Several humanitarian organizations have urged Pakistan to ensure that any returns are voluntary and in accordance with international obligations. Indian shooter started strong in the 2025 Deaflympics, with Dhanush Srikant winning the air rifle gold medal and setting a world record of 252.2 points in Tokyo today. He successfully defended his title from the last edition. His compatriot Mohammad Vania secured silver with 250.1, completing a double podium finish for India. In the women's air rifle event, Mahit Santu and Komal Wagmare clinched the silver and bronze medals respectively, giving another double podium finish for India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.